This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democrat Yadira Caraveo will win Colorado's new 8th congressional district. Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer called Caraveo to concede the race tonight. Caraveo is the first Latina to represent Colorado in Congress. Meanwhile, the race between Colorado 3rd Republican Representative Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch is too close to call. Colorado has approved a ballot measure to provide free meals for all public school students. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
By a 55-45 margin, they voted to create a new program to provide those meals and help schools pay for them. It'll do that by raising $100 million a year. Those making more than $300,000 annually will see their state tax deductions limited, increasing their taxable income. Maria Olvera, the mother of a school-aged daughter in Westminster, voted in favor.
No kid should be left behind.
A federal program for universal free lunch that started during the pandemic recently expired, leaving states scrambling. There was no organized opposition. Critics said the proposal was unnecessary and too expensive. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Proposition 122 is headed towards victory. Opponents of the proposition to legalize psychedelic mushrooms are conceding. Proponents declare to win. The AP has not officially called the contest, but it is slightly ahead with 51% of the preliminary vote count. The measure does not allow for storefront sales. It does create a path for licensed healing centers where people can consume in a regulated setting. And a correction, MDMA is not included on the list of drugs that could be legalized through the proposition. CPR News reported that incorrectly last hour. This is CPR News.